You offered a trip to Europe?
A French teacher's expedition.
Miss Tanufi told me that she did not have the money. She was very distraught. She was afraid that her daughter would be canceled from the trip.
But her student's mother...
And how much did you lay out for her daughter?
It was $2,640, Your Honor.
...is a real trip.
She told me that she had already repaid me, which was news to me.
That's not what happened, ma'am.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Nadia Fox is suing the mother of her former student, Lisa Tanufi, for an unpaid loan so her daughter could attend a class trip to Europe.
Order. All rise. This is case number 555 on the calendar in the matter of Fox versus Tanufi.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. Be seated.
Miss Fox, you teach high school French?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Miss Tanufi's daughter is in one of your classes?
Yes, she was in my French classes for 2 years, and recently at the start of September, she dropped my course.
You offered, or the school offered, I would assume it was through the school, offered a trip to Europe?
Yes, to France and Spain, Your Honor, and it was not through the school. It was a personal trip. The school and the district do not sponsor school trips.
So you made arrangements to take how many young people?
In total, it was 42 students.
And you worked with a tour group?
Yes, I worked with a tour company.
How many staff members went with the kids?
We had 2 staff members and about 4 parents who went with us, in addition to my husband.
And how much was the trip for each one of the children?
For each one of the children, it was approximately $3,500.
Okay. This is your claim. Your claim is that Miss Tanufi's daughter signed up to go on the trip. She didn't have all the money to go on the trip. Who told you she didn't have the money? Did the child or her mother?
Miss Tanufi told me that she did not have the money. She was very distraught. She was working 6 out of 7 days a week. She was a single mom struggling, and that she had made extension agreements through the tour company. So I believe that she was going to be paying the total amount, but just needed the extra time.
Well, what happened?
When the installment of $900, which was needed originally, she wasn't able to meet that, Your Honor. She basically called me up. We talked about it. She asked me if there was anything I could do to help her because she was afraid that her daughter would be canceled from the trip. And I told her I could offer her a loan as long as she paid me back prior to the trip.
And how much did you lay out for her daughter?
In total, it was $2,640, Your Honor.
And when did the trip take place?
The trip took place June 18th, 2012 through June 26th, 2012.
And her daughter went on the trip?
Yes, she did, Your Honor.
Prior to her daughter going on the trip, did Miss Tanufi pay you what she owed you?
She did not pay me, Your Honor.
Subsequent to coming back from the trip, did you contact her?
Yes.
And tell me about the conversation you had with her.
The conversation I had with her, Your Honor, was that I asked her at that point, do you have the money? I really need this money at this point. And she told me that she had already repaid me, which was news to me.
When did you call her?
I had contacted her in late August. I was trying to find her number throughout August. I finally reached out to the daughter for the phone number.
And when you called her, she said, I've already paid you.
Yes, she did.
Okay. Ball is in your court.
Okay.
What kind of work do you do?
I work with children 12 to 18 years old.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a counselor.
You paid weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly?
I get paid twice a month.
And you get paid by check?
Yes.
And what do you do with the check?
I cash it.
You go into a check cashing place and cash them. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I do.
Who else lives in your home with you other than you and your daughter?
Her sister and my mother.
What does your mother do?
She is 80, so she stays home.
She receives Social Security?
Yes.
Do you take care of the finances?
Yes, I do.
So she receives a Social Security check?
Yes, but I help her.
What do you do with her? I'm asking the questions. She receives a Social Security check. Is it direct deposited or does she get it in the mail?
It's direct deposited through the bank.
And then when she gets the check in the bank, in order to pay bills with that check, what do you do?
She goes to the bank and gets her money.
Because this is the story that you want me to believe.
Yes.
That you took cash and you went to the school and you gave someone who you can't recall $2,640, got no receipt, didn't take their name.
I didn't. That's not what happened, ma'am.
Well, I'm just reading your answer.
First of all, it was $1,740 that I had owed. I don't know where she's getting this $2,640 from. But
she said that that's what she laid out for you.
It says right here. No, it says right here in her statement right here that it was $1,740. I had done what she asked me to do. She asked me to go to the school, give it to the office, and have them put it in the box. I'm not going to go to her classroom and go give it to her.
Just a second.
She wanted me to go to the school and have them put it in the box. There was no conversations on the phone.
So what you're telling me is that you took $1,740 in cash and went to the office. How many students are in the school? 1,000, 2,000?
It's a big school.
1,000, 2,000. And how many people in the office? 5 people, 10 people, 15 people, 20
people? The office
people?
That I went to was the attendance office, and there's two women that work in the attendance office.
Okay.
And
so
I gave
you know
it to
both
them.
Of their names?
I don't know their name. I don't know their first names offhand. I'm sorry.
Well, you knew you were coming to court.
I know.
You knew she was suing you.
Yes.
So you go to school and you say, who are the two attendance ladies?
Oh, of course. I gave it to Miss Hales and Miss Cabriano. And I said, this is very important. You need to put it in.
Where are those two people today?
They're at school working.
Well, why didn't you bring one of them?
Because I am being professional and I'm not getting the school involved. She didn't want the school to be involved.
That's not being professional. She's suing you. She says you never gave them the money.
Okay. I gave them the money. I went to the school. My mom was in the car. She went with me to the school.
Don't believe you.
Okay, that's okay. But I'm letting you know.
It's very easy.
That I went to the school.
You can keep talking.
This is what
you can keep talking.
This is what
you
Nadia
can keep
wanted.
Talking.
This is what Miss Nadia wanted.
You can
wanted.
Keep talking. It's very easy. Where do you teach? In what state?
I teach in Orange County in California.
In California. Very easy. You knew you were coming to court today. All you had to do is say to the person, the one of two ladies that you gave the cash to, has nothing to do with you being professional or unprofessional. Either you're lying or one of those two ladies stole the money.
Right.
That's the only answer.
And I wanted to let you know as well is my daughter got harassed. In her class.
Forget harassment.
But that has a lot to do with it as well, because we're talking about being professional. She asked my daughter for the money in class. She had my phone number. Why would she go? Wait, can I please tell you something?
I don't care about her asking your daughter for the money. I'm asking you why I don't have a witness here who says, yes, she gave me the money.
They're doing their job.
What?
They're in school doing their job.
I don't believe you, Ms. Tanufi.
Okay, but I want to let you know that I don't appreciate the fact that my daughter is being harassed in class. She had to drop her French 2 class. Because she was being harassed by Miss Fox.
I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to give you an answer right now. I'm going to give you an answer right now. Never a lender or a borrower be. Whoever lends money always is the one who's wrong. She was doing a very nice thing. She said, she doesn't have the money. I want this student, who was a student of mine for 2 years, to not be deprived of going on a trip. Whether she laid out $2,640 or $1,790 for you, she's a school teacher. She laid out the money. And if what you're trying to convince me is that she was a bad person because she asked your daughter for money, and maybe you made up this cockamamie story about giving cash over to an attendance teacher, and you think that you're somehow justified in doing that because she asked your daughter for money, you are not. You owe a $2,640 judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Step back.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
My daughter was being harassed at school. That's exactly why she dropped out of French 2.
I do love the defendant's daughter dearly. She was a great student of mine.
She continually asked my daughter for the money through my daughter. She shouldn't have done that.
I really did not want to let the daughter get involved because this was not her issue, and she was in no way at fault.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Willingham versus Watson. Step forward.
Jerome Willingham is suing his ex-girlfriend, 24-year-old Shanice Watson, for making unauthorized charges on his credit card.
Mr. Willingham, it is your claim that the defendant, who used to be a girlfriend of yours, used your credit card and she was not authorized to do so.
She was not my girlfriend, Your Honor.
What was she?
She was a friend of mine.
Just a friend?
Yes.
No.
Shh. Was she a friend? How do the young people say it? Was she a friend with benefits?
Something like that.
Well, that's either yes or a no. That's not a something like that.
Just a friend, Your Honor.
Just a friend. Well,
no.
What was the something like that?
I was seeing her.
You were seeing her. So,
yes.
So far, you've given me a whole bunch of different answers, Mr. Willingham, and I'm going to tell you something. You are off on the wrong foot with me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you can't behave yourselves, I can't throw her out, but I can ask you to leave.
That'll be
okay.
So,
listen, are you nervous? It's going to get worse.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jerome Willingham says ex-girlfriend Shanice Watson borrowed his credit card and ended up making unauthorized charges on it for a week. Shanice says Jerome never asked for the card back.
Okay, I'm going to let you take a deep breath. And we're going to start almost like starting over.
Okay.
So that you can make a legitimate first impression. Because you only have one chance to make a first impression. Did you ever hear that expression?
Yes.
Now, you claim that Miss Watson used your credit card and was not authorized to do so. And she was a girlfriend.
Okay, Your Honor. I understand.
Well, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Fine.
I was.
Now, how did she get possession of your credit card?
She called me and asked me to take her shopping because she needed some things from Walmart.
On what date did she call you to take her shopping?
The 3rd.
3rd of
November
what?
November 3rd.
November?
Yes.
2012?
Yes, ma'am.
What time was it that she called? Morning, afternoon, evening?
Evening.
Evening?
Yes.
So you picked her up at her house?
Yes, with my truck.
Took her to Walmart. Go ahead.
She needed a few items, and I agreed to take her there.
You did? Okay, yes. So now you're in Walmart, you get some personal items, and?
And she was in line ahead of me, and I says, being that you're in line ahead of me, here, why don't you take my card and swipe it? So when she did that, she swiped it, I forgot to get it back from her.
Just a second.
Yes.
Did you buy anything at Walmart?
No, I didn't buy anything.
He is not.
If you can't behave yourselves, I can't throw her out, but I can ask you to leave.
That'll be
okay.
So.
Okay.
Listen, are you nervous? It's going to get worse. So you didn't buy anything, and she is in front of you, and you took out your credit card and said, here, as long as you're in front of me, why don't you swipe my card? Mm-hmm. Now, you're a smart man. What does that mean? If she's swiping your card, that means you're paying for it.
Right.
And what was the cost on that bill? Do you remember?
I believe it. I don't quite remember. I think it was like $76. She brought some items.
$76.
Yeah.
Now, we're still on November 3rd, 2012. So
yes.
After you left Walmart, where did you go?
I dropped her off at home.
I'm taking it from him.
Okay.
You see, he's trying to make a good first impression.
That's right.
I want you to understand a couple of things.
Yes.
You only have one chance to make a first impression that you know.
Yes.
And if it doesn't make sense, it's usually not true.
Okay.
That's number two. So you take this lady shopping. She calls you up in the evening, says, would you take me shopping to Walmart? Mm-hmm. Sure. You're online. Why don't you use my credit card? Swipe the credit card. And then you're telling me that you dropped her off at her house.
Yes.
Did he drop you off?
Well, in between that, we had went out to eat first. Then we went to Walmart, and he did purchase items. I swiped the card for both of our items. He went first. He never asked me for the card back. Now, the following day, I was going out of town. He even let me use his vehicle to go out of town. So I went.
Where did you sleep that night?
I slept at home.
Your house?
Yes.
And how did you get the vehicle that he let you use?
He gave me the car keys. I dropped him off at home, and then I went home with his vehicle.
With the truck?
Yes, with his truck.
Okay, does that sound familiar?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't know. He wanted to take me to the altar to get married. I'm not ready to get married.
Who cares whether he asked you to get married?
All right, so that's too much for me.
He better find somebody to marry you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jerome Willingham says ex-girlfriend Shanice Watson borrowed his credit card
and ended up making unauthorized charges on it for a week. Shanice says Jerome never asked for the card back.
Okay, so you went out of town. How long were you out of town?
I was out of town for about 2 days, I believe.
Yes.
And so I had his car and his card out of town. And he...
Well, what were you using his card for?
His card? He never asked for it back.
Well, that's ridiculous, Miss Watson. Is that why you said you used his card? Because he didn't ask for it back?
Yes, if we're in a relationship.
Miss Watson, that's ridiculous. Yes.
But no, if we're in a relationship...
No. If you're in a relationship, you use your own credit card.
No.
Thank you,
no.
Jan.
He gave me...
Thank you, Jan. She doesn't have one.
He gave me his card to use.
Sorry. I'm listening to your answer. Your answer doesn't do it for me.
Okay, but he never asked for the card back. If we're
that
in a relationship
doesn't mean anything.
With each other.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
If you bend down and look down on the floor and see a credit card and pick it up, just a second, and pick it up and go into Walmart and use that credit card, are you going to say to me, well, the person who dropped the credit card just dropped it?
No.
Why not?
That would be a different story because
that would be stealing.
He gave me the card.
No, he didn't give you the card.
Yes, he did.
Hey, Miss Watson,
sorry.
You just told me that you used the card because he didn't ask for it back. That's not giving you authority to use the card.
But he still gave the card to me in Walmart. He knew I needed
items. Just a second. I'm not going to pay him for the things you bought in Walmart that day. He doesn't tell me he expected to be repaid for the items that you bought in Walmart that day, because that would be ridiculous.
Okay.
It's for the stuff that you bought after the 3rd of November.
Okay, and when I got back into town, he asked for his card back in his car, his vehicle. I gave it back, and I told him, oh, I spent about $400 on your card. He said, okay, that's not a problem. So then later on, he started getting... I don't know. He wanted to take me to the altar to get married and everything. I'm not ready to get married. I have a witness. She is my witness that he asked me on numerous occasions to get married at the altar.
Who cares whether he asked you to get married?
All right. So, like, when he just... That's too much for me.
He better find somebody to marry you. Listen, she spent how much on the card during the 2 days that she had?
She spent like 600 and...
Not like. I don't want to hear
like. She spent
I don't want to hear like.
$664.
$664. And that's not counting the Walmart on the 3rd.
Right.
No, that's including.
Let me see.
Can I just give her all this?
No, just show me the bill from your credit card.
Is that the figure?
That's what I'll be looking back from her. That's what I'll be looking back from her.
Well. Okay. Not the 664 you mentioned.
446.
Yes, that's what I'm...
446.
Yes, ma'am.
And you complained to your credit card company.
Yes. I got the fraud charges right here.
Can I see them, please?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, how much did the insurance company give you back?
Shurion, $169.
And that's your insurance?
That's the insurance that she had charged on my Walmart card for her insurance
for her
cell phone.
For her cell phone?
Yeah, for her cell phone. But they paid me back already on that. So she owes me $446.
You're not supposed to use other people's credit cards unless they specifically say to you, you are authorized to use my card in an unlimited way. You are authorized to use my card up to $100. You are authorized to use my card. Not asking for it back is not authority to use it. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $446.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. It was her way or the highway.
She started assaulting me, and I was backing up, telling her to get away from me.
They took you to jail.
Yes.
It's a very good idea if you seek professional help.
Next, Judge Judy.
Next on WBZ-TV.
I think her decision was wrong. He gave me the card to use. He didn't tell me I had any limit or anything, so I used it.
I see many of charges that I didn't commit on a bill.
I told him about the charges, and then a few months when he got his statement, that's when he contacted me. Oh, well, you bought this. You didn't actually go to Walmart and buy anything.
She was like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I told you I spent this money on your card. We were dealing with each other.
And I confronted her about it, and she was like, oh, well, do what you gotta do.
She just didn't really want to deal with him anymore. like on a relation type basis situation and go get married and all this other stuff. I guess he got upset about that.
I'm not going to be paying for some charges I didn't commit on my credit card.
He's like, nuts, I can't take it.
I was at a house when he even came there before, and he was like, well, then I want my money back, Shanice, and just started screaming.
Get to know people before I start looking out for them and wanting to help them.
Stay away from crazy people that pick you up at U-Haul.